Chapter 25.
What is this?
Ben said, standing over the chest.
Just hand me those arrows,
Sasha said. One by one, Sasha coated the arrow tips with dark green liquid from a potion vial. The metal sucked it up and turned a little green.
What'll that do?
Ben said. She shrugged.
Maybe something, maybe nothing. It's an experiment.
She whispered the plan in his ear, finishing with,
Good luck, Ben.
Ben returned to Bezog's side and faced the lizard men with his bow and arrows ready. Sasha came, and now they all stood in a half circle around Nath.
On my signal,
Bezog said under his breath,
in only a few moments, the ward will go.
The halo of light winked in and out. Bezog wiped the sweat from his brow and eyes.
Here goes. Now,
he whispered. Brenmar charged at Marley. Sasha fanned out her fingers and shot forth streaks of light at the dragon, striking its eyes. Bezog held the halo of light a split second longer. The lizardmen and acolytes came at them from the backside. Ben turned toward the dragon and fired his first arrow. The arrow struck the dragon in its hindquarters, drawing a roar. Renoir swung Warhammer into Marley's shield, rocking her back. A split second later, she blasted him full in the chest with a handful of energy. He fell to the ground. The dragon lowered its horns and barreled towards them. Ben fired another arrow. A dozen yards away, the dragon levitated off the ground. Up and up it went, claws ripping at the air. It let out a confused and angry roar.
Did I do that?
Ben said, incredulous.
Yes,
Sasha said.
With a little help from a potion, but I don't think it will last long.
Bezog gathered his thoughts and cast at Marley. The woman stood over Brenoir, slamming bolts of energy into him one at a time. Bezog's arc of light slammed into her, driving her back. Brenoir popped up and charged again. All over the field of battle, the rest of their enemies were coming. If there was ever a time they needed Nath, it was now. But Nath lay still as a corpse on the stretcher. Ben fired another arrow at Marley. It sailed high.
Blast!
Ben said, whipping out another.
Ben, watch out!
Two lizard men slammed him into the ground. The acolytes formed a ring around them, wielding their flails and maces. Bezog pulled Sasha to him, unable to hide the disappointment in his face.
I'm sorry,
he said.
It's all right,
she said.
You tried.
Bezog's plan had been simple. Bring down Marley in one swift strike. With the leader down, chances were the others would flee. He looked up. The bronze dragon still drifted. A lone speck high in the sky, floating like a cloud. Its distant roars could still be heard. And when the spell faded and the creature landed, no doubt it would come back to devour them. Perhaps it would be better if they were killed first.
I should have been better prepared.
The lizard men prodded them forward and pushed them all to their knees before Marley. The small woman stood with her foot on top of Brenoir's chest. The grizzled dwarf was bound up in mystic bindings that were corded around his arms and legs. There was even one around his mouth. He still squirmed and struggled.
Clever,
Marley said.
Very clever, part elf. You almost pulled something off here. But what it was, I don't know.
She checked her bright blue fingernails.
Oh, you at least managed to chip one of my nails. Of course, the penalty is death for that.
What are you going to do with Nath Dragon?
Bezog said.
I'd be curious to know before I die.
Ah, well, if you must know, he'll come with us to the great temple of Barnabas. Selene, the High Priestess, will be the one to decide his fate.
Bezog had a name, at least, and a location. if they survived somehow. They'd at least know who to look for and where.
I see,
he said, head downcast. Marley turned, started to walk away, and said,
Grab Nath Dragon and...
She looked back at Bezog.
Bring the woman along.
No!
Bezog said, holding on to Sasha. A lizard man ripped her out of his arms, picked her up, and slung her over his shoulder.
Let go of me!
Something struck Bezog hard in the head, and he fell onto his face, seeing spots and blood. He rolled over onto his back and stretched out for Sasha, who was being hauled off. A dark blot dashed over the sky.
What was that?
Ben said, looking over at him.
Aye!
Someone screamed.
Great Guzan!
Ben said.
Is that what I think I'm seeing?
A great winged ape swooped out of the sky and snatched Marley off the ground. He was holding her by her long white ponytail.
Sans la libor!
Bezog exclaimed. Everyone, man, elf, dwarf, and monster, stopped and watched. High in the sky, energy crackled from Marley's fingers. Tendrils of energy dug under the great winged ape's fur. Sansla held on, his ape face in agony. Higher and higher he soared. Marley's face was filled with rage. Her scream shattered the air. There was a bright light and an explosion. The two plummeted hard to the ground. A long moment of silence followed.
Please be dead,
Bezog thought. His heart stopped when the small, lithe form rose up in the tall grass and staggered forward. There was a scowl on her lips, and her eyes locked on Bezog. He could read her lips.
I broke another nail. You'll pay for this.
The acolytes ran to her aid. Sansla Liber's large form rose up high above the grasses. He roared, beat his chest with his great fists. Marley whirled around, screaming.
No!
A blast of energy slammed into Sansla's chest. He snarled. Marley blasted him again. He charged right through the next blast. A second later, he had the tiny woman in his great clutches.
Let go of me, you beast!
She yelled.
Let go of me!
Marley's life ended, and the acolytes froze until Sansla tossed her body aside like a doll. Then they bolted away, afraid of him. Sansla bounded right after them. He caught one in one hand and one in the other and smashed them together.
Hey!
Bezog cheered. A lizard man shoved him into the ground.
Ahem,
another voice said.
Lizard face!
Brenwar knocked them down, one right after the other.
Get off my wizard!
The dwarf stretched out his hand and lifted Bezog to his feet.
Sasha!
The lizard man whisked her away. Sasha grabbed its back and yelled something. The lizard man lurched, stiffened, and teetered to the ground. Sasha dusted the energy from her fingertips. Bezog ran up to her and caught her hands in his.
Are you all right?
He said.
I'm woozy, but I'm well enough. How are you?
Bezog looked around. Brenwar had the lizard men on the run, and Sansla Liber was tossing acolytes around like dolls. The winged ape was fearsome. After all evil had fled or died, Sansla stopped in front of the pair of them, nostrils flared, chest heaving, sounding more ape than elf. He spoke to Sasha.
I heard your summons. Strange, but I could not ignore.
His dark face jerked a little.
Such desperation. Such evil. You must go.
He turned his big frame around and glanced at Nath.
He lives?
Yes,
Bezog said.
And we are taking him to a safer place until he wakes.
Sansla moved away from them and pointed.
The bronze dragon comes.
He looked back at Bezog.
Get on your horses. I'll slow him down.
There was a terrible roar far away from them. It seemed the potion of floating had worn off, and now the bronze dragon stormed their way.
On horses, everyone!
What about Nath? We can't gallop with him behind us,
Brenmar said.
I can help,
Sasha said. She slipped a vial out of her robes and held it out.
This is what is left from the potion of floating.
She dabbed some on Nath and the stretcher and rubbed it in.
This should last a bit. Ben!
The tall country boy lumbered over, shoulders sagging. He grabbed the reins of his horse and stuffed his boot in the stirrup.
Let's get out of here,
he said, exhausted. Everyone mounted up, and Brenmar eyed the stretcher behind them.
Well?
It'll work. Just start moving,
Sasha said. They started at a trot, and gradually the stretcher lifted Nath up from the ground. Bezog looked back at Sansla Liber. The big ape waved his huge arm. A second later, they were galloping away, until the battlefield was long out of their sight.
Sasha,
Bezog said, with his hair whipping in his face.
You did well. Your summon spell, I believe. I know. Saved us all.
She smiled.
I told you it was a great spell.